So when you look at the division as a whole, you have Dallas at 4-1, Philly at 3-1, Redskins that we just talked about 3-2, and then Giants at 2-3. And as we talked about before, a lot of people before the season started said this is going to be a weak division, but now we're seeing they're accumulating wins early in the season. So how many wins do you think it's going to take to win this division? Because a lot of people are saying it could be 8-8, 9-7, but could we possibly looking like you might need double-digit wins to win the division?
Yeah, I think it's almost a lock that you're going to need double-digit wins to win this division. And the thing that nobody anticipated prior to the year was, look, you could realistically have a wild card team come out of this division. I don't see why not.
Right.
As you mentioned, you look at the records, it's early. I understand that. But this Eagles team looks far better than anyone anticipated. Carson Wentz has exceeded all expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott is playing great football. Ezekiel Elliott is proving to be a premier back. The defense has lived up to its expectations, even with the suspensions. They still have a top-notch line. And the Redskins are sitting there at 3-2. I think you're looking at 10-11 wins are needed to win this division, but I also think that if these teams keep playing the way that they've played, why couldn't a team that is a wild card come out of this division? You look at the NFC South right now, Atlanta's playing great. Carolina's 1-4. Tampa Bay, you wouldn't think they're going to be a wild card team. The NFC West, Arizona has been underachieving. San Francisco is a mess. They're going with Colin Kaepernick, but I don't think San Francisco was really ever a team that many expected to be in wild card consideration. Seattle could turn things around, but they could go out and win the division. I still don't believe in Los Angeles, despite them winning three straight games before this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I look around the landscape of the NFC, and I look at this division, and I think 10 or 11 wins are going to be needed to win this division, but I certainly could see whether it's the Cowboys, whether it's the Redskins, whether it's the Eagles, winning or taking one of the wild cards in the NFC.
Right, and I completely agree with you, and the big thing you touched on was that the NFL is all about parity. That's how it is. You never get really – it's completely different from other sports leagues in the league, like, for example, the NBA, where we kind of know who's going to meet in the championship or who's going to win the title. It's not that case in the NFL. That's why there haven't been many teams winning back-to-back Super Bowls. So I completely understand from that, and especially when you look at this division in the NFC East, there's still a lot of question marks. Although, you know, the Cowboys are looking good, rolling at 4-1. We know Jerry Jones has an ego. We know he loves his guy, Tony Romo. You know, that's a storyline. We don't know how that's going to shake out once Tony Romo's healthy. You know, with the Eagles, when is Carson Wentz? He's been looking good up until this point, but when is he going to hit that rookie wall? Will it happen to him this year? And then you look at the Giants, who are basically doing
the
same
Giants.
Old Giant things. My co-host here is a Giants fan, so he knows about it. Late game drama, clock management issues. So they're always an up-and-down team. They seem to be the team that could either go 0-16 or win the Super Bowl. You never know with them. And so there's a lot to look forward to. I'm just excited that this division is really competitive up to this point. But let's kind of switch gears a little bit, and since we're, you know, almost running out of time, I know we had some technical difficulties. I want to get to the Wizards before we get into the Nationals. And I know that John Wall came back yesterday from his injury that he's been nursing all offseason. He looked pretty good, but I look at the Wizards' outlook coming into this season. We know that a couple years ago they were supposed to be that young team that was going to be challenging the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA. But that hasn't been the case. We know that last year was an injury-plagued year with, you know, Bradley Beal going down numerous times, and then he got that big contract extension. And then John Wall came out and said that, oh, me and Bradley, you know, don't get along well on the court. And they've made a lot of, you know, key additions and key summer signing. Kelly Oubre has been looking good in the preseason. So what are your thoughts and expectations of the Wizards, you know, heading into this year?
How do you think the Wizards are going to be this year?
Yeah, expectations for them, you know, with all the hype coming from them from the last couple of years kind of died down after.
Well, I mean, you got a new coach.
And
it's all about health. I mean, with the team. I mean, look, I think John Wall is a premier point guard in this league. I think Bradley Beal has the ability to become one of the better shooting guards in this league. And, you know, going into last year, they talked about being the best front or backcourt in the NBA. Honestly, when I look at this Wizards team, it's a playoff team. I just don't know where it is in the pecking order. It's not one of the top-notch teams. It's not Cleveland. It's not Toronto. I think this team is better than New York. I can't foresee, you know, a team like the Knicks staying healthy all year long. I'm curious to see how some of these other pieces are going to mature. Kelly Oubre, like you mentioned, you know, has looked good, had a great summer league. Is Otto Porter going to continue to step up in that role? Marcin Gortat, how is he going to be in this Scotty Brooks offense?
Mm-hmm.
I think realistic expectations for Wizards fans should be, let's just get to the playoffs,
right?
You know, and try to avoid Cleveland in the first round, and then after that, the Eastern Conference is really up for grabs. Who's to say that a 7 seed couldn't get all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals once you get in? I look at this conference as a conference in which if you avoid Cleveland in the first round, you're not in horrible shape. So the biggest thing with this team, and it always will remain this way until we see Wall and Beal play seasons being healthy,
absolutely,
is the health. If they stay healthy, I think Scott Brooks will be a nice change of pace. I'm not a huge Scott Brooks fan.
Right.
His in-game adjustments have been criticized quite a bit,
mm-hmm,
during his time in Oklahoma City. But that said, I think him coming in and kind of giving this locker room a different voice, we'll see how that unfolds. I think a lot of people should be excited about this season. You come off what was extremely disappointing year last year. There's no way else to look at it. So sometimes having a disappointing year is a good thing for an organization. Look at the way the Nationals responded this year, not having everyone pick them to be the division winners. You know, you kind of have that chip on your shoulder mentality. I think, mm-hmm, John Wall and Bradley Beal continue to believe they've got a lot to prove. Bradley Beal got a new big contract, so he's going to want to prove that he's deserving of that contract. John Wall, you know, because of when he signed his extension, is now kind of looked at as not that highly paid. So
Right. Maybe
he's kind of looking at, he's got something to prove. I like this Wizards team. I'm not in love with them. I think they're certainly a playoff team. My expectations for them are to be around, you know, a 45 to 48 win type team, make the playoffs. And then, you know, look, they made the playoffs 2 years ago. They swept Toronto in the first round. If John Wall stays healthy, I think, mm-hmm, they beat Atlanta, and then they go on to the Eastern Conference Finals. So who's to say if you get into the dance, as long as you're not playing, you know, the big bad wolf in Cleveland in the first round, who's to say you can't make a little run? So I think this Wizards team hopefully has the right mindset going into the year. I think the John Wall, Bradley Beal drama was way overblown.
Mm.
You go into any locker room out there, everyone's not best friends.
Right.
I hate to break it to people.
Yeah.
You know, the two best players on each team are not always going to be going out, yep, and you know, hanging out on off days. These guys recognize that if they want to be successful, John Wall needs Bradley Beal, and Bradley Beal needs John Wall. That's it. You know, if this team wants to get to the playoffs, if they want to be winners, if they don't want to be looked at as, oh, these guys can't win, they need one another, and I think they understand that. They're mature enough to recognize that. So I look at this team as middle of the pack in the Eastern Conference when it comes to playoff teams. I'm not saying middle of the pack of the 15. I'm saying this could be a team that finishes sixth, maybe a team that finishes fourth, but certainly a playoff team.